Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. I wish we could control the outcomes of our lives. I believe that if we knew with certainty that we put something in and will get something out, we'd be way more motivated and hardworking to get what we want. But as we all know, nothing in life is guaranteed. There are many things that are out of our control, and unfortunately, results are one of those things. But when you put your heart and soul into something, you give it your very best, and you still don't get the outcome you want, it can be very defeating. It makes you think that your goals are not even worth working toward, and makes you wonder if you're capable of the level of greatness you always imagined for yourself. If you feel defeated, like nothing that you do is working, and anytime you push two steps forward, you get dragged three steps back, you're not alone. We all experience big and small losses on a daily basis, and we all need to recover from them. Resilience is the speed that you do so. And if you want to become more resilient in the face of failure, this is for you. Kind of cliche, but the first thing we must do is pick ourselves up when we fall down. We need to build our confidence back up with a few small wins. We need to get ourselves back into a positive direction so that we can begin to build momentum. Now the challenge is, this is when things are the hardest because you have more resistance to overcome. And that's why you start small. You don't need to recover from losing a sale or a bad breakup or not getting that job by going out and replacing it. It's demanding to jump right back in at the same level and often too overwhelming to consider. That's why you start with small wins. You get a workout in and choose a healthy meal. You do something for yourself that you enjoy. You knock off that tedious task that's been in the back of your mind. You find a way to get back in motion. The most resilient people I know are so effective at bouncing back quickly because they have these fundamentals locked into place. Their natural state of being is one of consistency, discipline, and intentionality, which allows them to build themselves back up without having to put effort into it. They do it on autopilot. Something I tell myself all the time that Brian Johnson from Heroic says is, the worse I feel, the more committed I am to my protocol. That's my encouragement to you. When you feel defeated, you can bounce back faster and avoid things slipping any further than they already have by doubling down on the fundamentals that support you in being at your best. If you don't have a personal protocol, let me share mine with you. I practice 9 super habits that take only moments to do, but they ensure that I enforce high standards for myself in my energy, productivity, and mindset so that I consistently do the things necessary to feel and perform at my best. When you feel defeated, these 9 super habits make you feel unstoppable. I'm Brian Ford. And if you want to learn what those 9 super habits are and how to implement each in just a 15-minute daily routine, click the link in the description. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.